Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy, not a birthday, it's an anniversary. So, it's my fault. We're supposed to be celebrating. You know, folks, if I didn't laugh at myself. Hey, Barbara, it's your 19th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
19 years.
No way.
And you'll never forget it because we played the birthday song instead.
Okay.
So,
anyway. Good. Oh, all right.
It's always different with us, isn't it, you and me?
Always surprised.
So, anyway, folks, 19 years ago, this last week, Barbara joined us for the first time. I'd only been on the air for a few months, and she joined me, and she's never looked back. It's continued. I never ask her for help. I never ask her to be on the show that she's not ready to go. What an abiding supporter of what I do, but also of what you do, folks. Nobody works harder for you than Barbara Weltman. Barbara, thank you again for all that you do for me and for everybody else.
Well, I have to thank you for all your support over the years and your patience as as a host. It's really improved my on-air experience, and it's just been wonderful for me. So,
well, I'm glad you feel that way. So, okay, Barb, it's BarbaraWeltman.com, by the way, folks. Check that out. Barb, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. This is a peak. We're coming up on some big dates for tax filing, right?
Well, it's tax time. Spring is in the air, and it's tax time. Yeah, the deadline for filing individual income tax returns for 2016 is April 18th this year. Got a couple of extra days, but for us as business owners, that date is not only for filing our income tax returns for last year, but also paying the first installment of estimated taxes for this year. And most of us have to do that. If your S corporation may be withholding, will cover your obligation, but if you are an LLC, a sole proprietor, a partner, you're going to be paying your estimated taxes.
And we had a different filing protocol this year too, didn't we?
With respect to the partnership having to file back in March, yes, it's the due date for C corporations on April 18th.
Right.
Calendar year C corporations.
But S corps are the same.
We're back in
March 15th.
Yeah.
So the 18th now, because it's a week, because the 15th is on a weekend, the 18th is the day you've got to file. And that includes your regular filing and your estimated taxes, right?
Correct. And if you can't file your regular taxes, you can just ask for an extension, and then you'll have till mid-October to file.
Right. All right, so check, folks, just pay attention to that. Anything else, Barb? What else is going on?
What else is going on is that the IRS released its annual data book, which explains its activities for the prior fiscal year. So we're talking about the fiscal year 2016, which ended September 30th, 2016. So what did the IRS do in terms of its collections, its enforcement activities for that period? Mm. And there's been a dramatic drop in audits. Yeah.
What do you think?
16% drop in audits. Well, I think if you ask the IRS, they'd probably say their budget didn't allow for more audits. But perhaps in terms of the number of audits, it's perhaps that they're targeting more wisely in terms of who they're going after.
Right.
Because collections are doing pretty well.
Well, good. Well, you know, that's good news because a lot of people have been harassed over the years. You know, I still run into people, Barbara, who refuse to file extensions, and they literally make themselves crazy, and you almost can't stand to be around them or their accountants this time of year when they could have filed an extension and given themselves some time, and because they're still worried they're going to get an audit if they file an extension.
Well, there's been no data to suggest that filing an extension in any way increases your audit risk.
Right. No, I've heard that from many, multiple people, you and a number of other people over the years who do taxes. They do a lot of taxes themselves. They're practitioners or they're experts like you, and nobody's ever said that there's any connection.
Especially today with everybody filing, almost everybody filing electronically.
Right.
It's just a computer processing the return. It's not some person taking a look.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is that it actually helps everybody out, doesn't it?
In terms of?
Well, I mean, it helps you out. It takes the pressure off of you. It gives your accountant time to stretch your return so that they don't have to do years before the 15th. The government, you know, they don't necessarily want to see your return that early either if they've got all these other millions and hundreds of millions coming in.
Well, that's absolutely true. And as you don't have to even tell the IRS why you want a filing extension.
I remember those days.
You don't have to put a reason. You just have to submit the form.
Remember those days when you had to go down to the IRS office. You had to get a form. I guess could you get it for the post office? I can't remember.
They used to have stacks at the post office and the library.
You got the form. You had to tell them why. Then you had to sign it. You had to mail it in and make sure it got there. Things are a lot simpler now.
Well, actually, we used to get an automatic 4-month extension, and then you had to ask for 2 extra months for a good reason.
Yeah.
I
remember that. So now your extension for personal is all the way
months.
Through to October 15th.
Right. I think it's the 16th this year, but exactly right.
That's exactly right. This is on the 16th of October. What about the corporate?
The corporations can also file for an extension.
Right. So C-corps are they 5 months or 6 months?
I'd have to look because things have changed because of all the due dates, and it depends on. I believe they have
the 6 months. Is the S corp still 5 months to September 15th?
Yes, everything is till September, but it's 6 months because they filed in March, so they have till September 15th.
Right.
Same with
with
partnerships.
Same thing.
The calendar year C corps will have 6 months, but other fiscal years, certain fiscal years, will only have 5.
Quick break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.